I want to continue today discussing some matters relating to slichos. Yesterday we began discussing some of the sedus of slichos. Today I want to continue on this derech. Okay, yesterday we discussed two reasons as to why slichos must begin at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Just to review quickly, one reason is because a person is a korban. On Rosh Hashanah, we, to some degree, sacrifice, offer ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is based upon the Chazal of Va'asisem. It says in the Torah, in reference to the Kabbalah of Rosh Hashanah, Va'asisem, instead of the word Vihikraftem. And therefore, just as a carbon requires inspection 4 days in advance, so we inspect ourselves 4 days in advance, and the way we do that is by reciting slichos. The other reason we gave is because the 40 days before is approximately the 25th day of Elul, the day when the world was created. The day the world was created is a time of Ratzon, and that's why we start 4 days before. Okay, a third reason I forgot to mention yesterday, and this is a very popular reason, is because there was a custom, or there is a need, I'm not exactly sure why this need is true, to fast ten days in preparation for the new year, for the Yom Hadin, which includes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There are 4 days during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva that one cannot possibly fast. The first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah it is a Yom Tif. It's Pasuk in Nechemiah. It's a Yom Tif. It's a time when you're even supposed to send Mishloach Manos. Interesting pasuk in Nehemiah. It's a Yom Tif, so you're not allowed to fast. You're also not allowed to fast Erev Yom Kippur. And Shabbos is a day that you cannot fast. So of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you will always have 4 days that you cannot fast. Therefore, to compensate those 4 days, we have 4 days in advance before Rosh Hashanah of Slichus, which in ancient times, when they would say set Slichus, they would fast. Okay, let's go to another halacha. Another interesting halacha is that we mentioned yesterday that the Shliach Tzibur, there's a hakpad, the Shliach Tzibur should wear a talis, because the ikar part of the Yud, of the Slichus, are the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Harachanim. And the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Harachanim were taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dressed himself like a Shliach Tzibur in a talis. So being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore a talis, Kaviyoch, whatever that means, when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Harachanim, the Shliach Tzibur must wear a talis when he recites the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Harachanim. This creates a very big halachic problem, because Slichus ideally is said by Ashmeris HaBoiker before Alois HaShacha, before the Zman of a talis. So therefore the custom is the person should be aware, both the Shliach Tzibur and the people, that if you're davening in the minyan, davening early in the morning before the Zman of Alois HaShacha, before the Zman Mishayakir, you cannot make a bracha on the talis. So what are you to do? So either you don't make a bracha, and before davening begins, you mamashmesh with your tzitz and you make the bracha, or the better is for the Shliach Tzibur is to borrow a talis, because a talis shulo, one does not make a bracha. To take the talis of the Tzibur is not an ideal thing to do, because the talis of the Tzibur generally is given to the one who davens for the Yamud. The one who davens for the Yamud is temporarily given ownership of the talis, and there's a machlekes, do you make a bracha on a talis at night? Do you make a bracha? Then that's this problematic. Some are of the opinion that you do make a bracha on your own talis at night. So you should have kavod not to the Yamud. So you won't make a bracha, but you're putting yourself in a situation which is not ideal, because there are opinions that hold that you should make a bracha on a talis night. Laila Zman Tzitzis. So therefore, the best thing is to borrow a talis from your friend, a talis shula. That is something which is very common, especially the first night of Slichos, when most of us daven, say, Slichos Chatzis Laila. So it's certainly way before Alois HaShachar. And therefore, it's very common to see people make a whole fuss where you borrow someone else. The Shliach Tzibur will borrow the talis of one of his chaverim in order not to get into the shail of making a bracha on a talis at night. Yes.
Since you mentioned slichas at night, I wrote it down before the mother stared. Where does the contemporary minhag of saying slichas at night during the week come from?
Before chatzais. Before Chatzos.
No, Slichas is 10 p.m.
Okay, so let's discuss 10 p.m. before Chatzos. Let's discuss this right now. Let's discuss this issue right now. When is the ideal time? This is a very interesting topic. When is the ideal time to recite Slichas? Let me give you the options. We can recite Slichas. Let's say, what time is sunset? Let's sunset at 7 o'clock. So it's Seder Sakachavim 8 o'clock. Okay, after Maariv, 8 o'clock. It's the Shmarif, right after Maariv, 8 o'clock, they'll say Slichas. That's option number one. Option number two, 10 o'clock at night. late at night. Okay, late at night, 10, 11 o'clock at night.
There's a difference between 9 and 10.
There is a difference. I'll explain you the difference, because there's a difference. But that's option number one. Later at night. Option number three, Chatzos. Don't daven Slichas before Chatzos. Option number four, b'ashmoires habayker, which means early in the morning before alois hashachar, which means you've already done your sleeping for the night. You're done. I'm not going, after I finish my slichas, I'm not going back to sleep. I'm going to work. I'm going to follow my daily routine. B'ashmoires habayker, before alois hashachar, before the zman, before morning. Alois hashachar, let's assume it's 72 minutes before sunrise. And then 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, even 7 o'clock in the morning, early in the morning. So I've given five different options. When is the ideal time? It appears the ideal time is b'ashmoires habayker, l'chol hadeis, early in the morning, before 5:30, before alois hashachar. And the reason why that's so is because most of the nusach of slichos, it's not 100%. We're going to discuss in a few moments. If you want to find the answer, the best way to find the answer is let us take all the slichos. There's quite a bit of slichos for the before Rosh Hashanah and Aser Simei Tshuva, and let's look what it says. And I can't go through all the examples now. I don't know all the examples, but most of the nuschos seem to indicate that the slichos should be said be'ashmoires habayker. That's number one. Rav Schwab has a very beautiful piece on this inyan, and he says, what is the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? What's the reason why we blow shofar during the entire Elul? It's to wake up. The words of the Rambam are, the shofar is a wake-up call. It's an alarm clock. Being that he calls the shofar's purpose, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, is Oiru Yeshenim Mishinaschem Mitirdaschem, the sleepy shall wake up. It's Rav Schwab said it's not just a matter of a conceptual sleep, of a symbolic sleep, and we're waking up with the shofar. The entire form of slichos of tshuva requires us to wake up, to physically wake up, to break your pattern of waking up late that is common among us throughout the year, which late doesn't means waking up 6 o'clock. That's called late. And now for these few days, the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, the days of the Aser Simei Tshuva, break out of your slumber physically and come to shul and daven early. That's what Rav Schwab says. Don't just take Oru Yeshenim Mishinaschem in a symbolic sense, take it in a literal sense. Okay, that is another reason.
Early,
Ashmeres Habakir. Another reason, another Makar Rabbi Teshner, he cites the Gemara Masechta Yoma. The Gemara tells that originally there was never a need to make a pious for the Truma Sadeshen. Why was there no need to make a pious for the Truma Sadeshen? Because there were not too many people who were interested in getting up early. From now you see the Gemara that getting up early in the morning is something which is very, very difficult. Even the Kohanim, who had the opportunity to avoid it, the Tumas Sadeshan, and everything which came along with it, the Shnei Gezeri Eitzim and the Talmud, they had to be up 5 o'clock in the morning. And not too many people had the stamina, had the Koychas HaNefesh to break out of their pattern and wake up. It's much, much easier to stay up late than it is to wake up early.
Isn't that one of the reasons why we have kids shofar by Muslims? Because you have a shofar, nobody can be around.
Well, they say it's because of Gezeres Hashmad, yeah? Gezeres Hashmad. Other reasons. People, the latecomers. So from this, Rav Tesha says, he's quoting something, that it's an avoda. From Chazal, we see that to wake up early in the morning It's something which requires great effort, great exertion. And during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, it's logical a person should do something extra special to show his sincerity towards coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that demands you break out of your slumber. You break out of your slumber to come early and daven. Okay, so that is definitely the ideal time l'chol hadeis to say slichas. What happens if a person can't get up early for whatever the reason is? Schedule, lifestyle does not allow you to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning to say slichas. So when is the next best time to say slichas? You can say slichas 8 o'clock after it's already morning, or you can say slichas at night. You can say slichas at chatzos laila. So here you have a machlokes apoiskim. Some say there's really no difference. If you're not going to be ashmer saboker and you're falling back on a bidiyeved, so then it doesn't make a difference if you're going to say it by day, late, at 7 o'clock, after already it's daylight, or you're going to say it at night. You can choose whatever works better for you, they're both equal. Others say no, it's better to do it at night. Because at night, the nusach of the slichos, if you look carefully, the nusach of the slichos, there are many references that I'm saying the slichos at night. Now, also, there is an advantage that night is also called bi'ashmoires. It's also partial fulfillment of early, because the night is broken up into different watches. There's an opinion that breaks up the night into three watches, into four watches, every 3 hours, every 4 hours. So when you say recite slichos chatzos, chatzos is halfway through the night. It is also together the ashmeres aboker. It's a change of a shift in the heavenly spheres of the Malachim. It's also to some degree more in flavor with the nusach of the slichos and what we're trying to accomplish. Now, what about going to take a step backwards? What about the difference of saying slichos at 10 o'clock versus saying slichos at 8 o'clock? So first of all, saying slichos at 10 at 12 chatzos laila, the reason why it's valid and that the reason why we do it mitzvah Shabbos the very first time is because that already can be called ashmeres saboiker. You cannot consider it to be the ashmeres saboiker until you get past chatzos. You have to at least get through halfway through the night to say that it's the very early of the morning. It's not mamish ashmeres saboiker. Ashmeres saboiker will be right before it gets light, right before alos hashachar. But at least since we've gone through half of the night, we can b'dieved call it the beginning of the morning. Before chatzos is a stretch to say that it's called ashmeres saboiker. So that's already b'dieved any time before chatzos.
In the beginning, you saw Torah that mentions one other thing, that the reason the first night that the head started
the mitzvah menucha.
Yeah.
The nusach b'mitzvah menucha. It says the first slichas is b'mitzvah. We want to connect it. No, or the nusach b'mitzvah menucha. I don't know. Well, there's another reason why we do this. Okay, you're touching upon the first time. The first time is exceptional. Another reason besides b'mitzvah menucha, the words b'mitzvah menucha, there's another important reason. We want to attach the slichos to the zuchus of Shabbos. The Shabbos is one of the greatest things that we have going for us, and we're looking for zuchusim. And since anyway we're going to start slichos on Sunday for all the various reasons that we mentioned, so it became the minute to chaperayim to connect the slichos to Shabbos. Once you already wait on the first day to Ashmeres Saboiker, 5 in the morning, you've already distanced yourself significantly from Shabbos. You no longer have that carryover of the zuchus of Shabbos. So the first night is exceptional, but it's still called Ashmeres Saboiker because it's still past Chatzos. Now what about 10 o'clock versus 8 o'clock? So some want to say that really saying slichos before Chatzos is osur. Number one, you're not allowed to recite psukim, mikar hadin, at night. We were part of the slichos reciting ashrei, and there's a whole long list of psukim of tehillim. And at nighttime is not a time to recite psukim; it's a zman of din, and psukim are din, and you don't want to compound din with din. Furthermore, slichos conclude with saying tachman. Tachman is not something that you're supposed to say at night. That's why many chassidim don't say tachman when they daven mincha very late. When they daven mincha bezman, so mincha touches upon the nighttime. Once you enter into the domain of night, then tachman is off limits. So how can you possibly recite Ta'aslichos before Chatzos when you're going to be faced with the problem of saying Ashrei and Psukim and reciting Tachlin, which is categorically forbidden before Chatzos Laila. Okay, so that's why it's not a good idea before Chatzos Laila. However, Rav Moshe, however, and then Chanami, if you look, study all the literature, all the Poskim, Ruba de Ruba, probably like 90% of the Poskim say that it is Osir to say Slichus at night. You are accomplishing absolutely nothing. Rav Moshe is well known, he writes in the Shuvas, is well known that he's matter, that if people have no other time to recite Slichus, you have to go to work, you have to get up early, it's going to ruin your entire day, then since Slichus is Divrei Kabbalah, it's not found in the Rishonim, it's something which is much more, it's innovation at a later point in time, there's no real makar for this, there is no harm, no milk spilled by reciting Slichus at night, even before Chatzos. This inyan about Tachnun and Ashrei, we're not nizer on these things, we're not mukubolim, we're not into dinim, so you can say it before night. And once you're going to say before night, the very least, you should say it at 10 o'clock and not 8 o'clock. Because at 10 o'clock, you're at least past the first watch. Because the night is divided at least into four watches. So approximately 3 hours. Okay, so it's 7 to 8 to 9 to 10. Assuming that, let's say 7 o'clock, it's a very liberal definition of when the night begins with Shkia or with whatever it is. So you have to be liberal. To some degree, you have to already get past the first watch. Part of the night has to be gone. Part of the night is gone, so now we're looking to what comes next. What comes next is the morning. Once you get out of one watch, 3 hours, I'm already heading towards the morning, you can b'dievet say, we're now b'ashmeres haboiker. That's why many shuls who do daven slichas, they say slichas at 10 o'clock. It's very hard to find the shul that's going to say slichas after Matan. Not that you can't find, not that it's not done, but there are probably shuls. It's after the first wash. But it's not.
It's 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock already is past the first.
Okay, what about 9 o'clock?
What? No, it's not. You're not accomplishing it. You have to wait at least 3 hours.
The Moshe was, that's why on the east side, that's what they used to do, was the Yal Stocker and a couple other places. They did it at 10 o'clock when it started.
10 o'clock.
The thing about saying it at 10 right. o'clock. Was because people came to him with the whole idea they were afraid to go out.
Sakana.
Yeah. With Sakana with the crime, became, that's why they started right. saying, Slichas or blah, blah, blah. All of these things developed for that reason. Yeah,
right. Sakana.
But he gave the head to based on 10 o'clock, not 9 o'clock. Not
10 o'clock. Because 10 o'clock, you already passed the first Mishmar.
Morning, all the muggers are sleeping.
The night is divided into four watches. Once you get past the first watch, so you now you can be considered the Ashmeres HaBoker Kidamnucha Techino. Now here's something very interesting. What happens, Rabbi Teshner has a very interesting discussion. What happens if you say Slichos the first night? The first night, the first day, you say Slichos in the morning. Which I confess, that's what I do. Even the first day, I've been davening my whole life, many, many years, in Yeshiva Chaim Berlin. They have a very, very nice slichos, and they, even on the very first day, the slichos is 7:25 in the morning, Sunday morning. There's no slichos at night, 7:25. So the question is, but the first slicha begins, the pizman of the first day begins, b'motzoi minucha, kidamnucha techi. And after Menucha, we come close to you with prayer. So for this very reason, as Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned, that's why the very first night we do Mitzvah Shabbos. Number one, because of this, what it says in the Slicha. But more importantly, because the very first night we want to connect to the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we want to go backwards. But what do you do if you are to recite Slichos in the morning? It's not accurate. It's not Motzei Menucha. It's already Sunday. So do you skip it? Do you change it? Do you leave it the way it is? So there are many opinions. Now this is not just relevant to this. This is relevant to the entire Slichos. I don't know if he has many examples. He is a Bucky, obviously, Rabbi Teshner. I'm quoting all this from. He has a Bucky in Slichos, and goes through many examples where there are inconsistencies. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov le'yechto. Whatever you do, you're going to have problems. If you're going to say Slichos be'ashmeres haboker, Baruch Hu, you're going to come across situations where it says the word nighttime. And if you're going to say that night, you're going to come across parts of the Nusach where it says daytime. There are many examples. Do you change the Nusach? Or do you just say that it refers to the Klal? So as far as B'motzai Menucha, his opinion is not to change it, because Sunday by day is also called Motzai Menucha. Because you can make Havdalah. And in fact, he explains this about something very interesting. It's a very interesting idea. Yeah. We know the halacha is you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. But he brings here, he cites sources that there's a difference between saying Havdalah on Sunday and saying Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday. If you recite Havdalah on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, you have fulfilled. You can't say, you're not going to do Besamim, you're not going to do Ner, but you're going to say the Bracha Al Kol HaKayis. You have fulfilled Havdalah Me'ikar Hadin. Make it out. We're not going into all the Mukaris for this. Make it out. Havdalah is Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is 24 hours, all the way until Monday. If you recite Havdalah on Monday and Tuesday, and it can be recited, and it should be recited, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, we don't do it until Monday, that is not a real fulfillment of Havdalah. That is called Tashlumin of Havdalah. It's very interesting, because this Monday and Tuesday is not Mitzvah. Is not Mitzvah Shabbos. It's the wake of Shabbos. Chazal allowed you to do what's called Tashlumin. You messed up. You blew it. You had an opportunity to say Havdalah for 24 hours. Sunday. You blew it. Okay? It's Tuesday, Wednesday. We're still, the ripple effect, the after effect is lingering on. You can still do it. But it's not the Ikar. It's Tashlumin. Now, borrowing from that concept, but what do we take out? That the first 24 hours in its entirety is an Ikar fulfillment of Havdalah, of Mitzvah Shabbos. Nimela, if you're saying Slichos Sunday morning at 7:25, and you are presented with the Nusach B'motzai Menucha, and you have a dilemma, should I change it from Mitzvah Menucha to B'ashmeres HaBoker? It's fine. You can say B'motzai Menucha, it's still called Mitzvah Menucha. That is his opinion. Chaim Berlin don't do that, by the way. Chaim Berlin, they change it from the Motzai Menucha to B'Ashmeres HaBoker. And many people who come
here...
It's not. 7:25 is not Ashmeres HaBoker. It's not. You're right, 100%. And many people get all confused because, wow, what is he saying? Well, you're always looking for the first few words, right? The first few words in your siddur. And people who don't know the Nuschos get confused. Where is this coming from? Okay, let's go to another idea. Okay, there's a difference between the slichos we recite on during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva and before Rosh Hashanah, and the slichos that we recite on during the year. Throughout the year, we also recite slichos on Aseres B'Teves, on Shavuos B'Tammuz, on Tainus Esther, Bahab. What's the difference? There, the slichos we recite after Shmona Esrei, whereas here we recite the slichos before davening. So what's the first of all, we should be aware that in time of Chazal, years back, I don't know exactly how many years, no one ever said slichos after Shmona Esrei. The slichos of Asar B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tammuz was recited during Chazoras Hashatz in the bracha of Slach Lanu. During Slach Lanu, before Baruch... Not, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred years ago. Maybe 400 years ago. It's not clear why it was changed. I don't know why it was changed. The minute changed Hefsik, when we became more Nidr and Hefsik, but it's clear the way it was originally established was for the Stichos to be recited in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz. That stopped. It was done right after Shmona Esrei. The Stichos were said instead. But during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Erev Rosh Hashanah, we recite slichos before davening. What's the difference? Difference is that throughout the year, slichos is a tosefes to tefillah. It's an extension of tefillah. But during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, it's not an extension. It's an independent tefillah because the stakes are higher. We're dealing with Chayim v'hamoves. Our lives hang in the balance. It's not enough just to daven the longer Shmona Esrei. We have to basically have a ne'ilah, just like on Yom HaKippurim. Just on Yom HaKippurim, we add a complete extra tefillah, at the end of davening the ilah. During the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we add a new tefillah. The new tefillah called slichos. Everyone knows this, that the structure of slichos is structured after tefillah. We have Psukei de Zimra, we have Shemone Esrei, we have Tachnun, and we have Kaddish Teskabel. So for Ashrei is the Psukei de Zimra, then the slichos with the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim is the Shemone Esrei, and that's why the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim must be said standing, just like the Shemone Esrei is said by Amida. So the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim corresponds to the Shemone Esrei, and then there's Tachnun after we finish the slichos, and then there's Kaddish Teskabel. Then you say the full Kaddish HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept. So it just points out the contrast. Sometimes when you contrast something, you gain a greater appreciation for what you're trying to accomplish. The whole year we dive in a longer Shemone Esrei. It's Tainis Esther. We're going to say slichos. So instead of the Shemone Esrei taking 7 minutes, it'll take 9 minutes. We'll dive with a little bit more kavana. We'll say slichos in the middle of the Shemone Esrei, in the middle of Slach Lanu. No, so we don't say it during Slach Lanu, we'll say it after the Shemone Esrei. It's an extension. But the stakes are much higher during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. It's something that is viewed as a completely separate tefillah. Yeah.
By the Flatbush Vasikin Minyan.
Yes.
In the wintertime, we have Asover Tevis, or the halves, the nights are so late.
Yeah.
They will say slichos before davening.
They will say slichos before davening. Okay, that's controversial. That's a chiddush. All right, okay, that's a chiddush because you're doing something. That's a very big chiddush because according to this idea, there's a hakpada of different forms of slichos. Okay, you have no choice. You have no choice
because people can't say that.
You have no choice. You have no choice. When you're desperate, you have to do what you need to do. Okay, another. Another interesting thing. Let's go back. This is just something we just to contrast it. Open just brings out a point. Not it's not practical. There is a custom to recite Tikkun Chatzos. Think of this the whole year round. Tikkun Chatzos. The place can deal with this very interesting shaila. What happens if in your communities they say Tikkun Chatzos, Mamish Chatzos? Like the first night, like Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, you don't say Tikkun Chatzos because it's after Shabbos. But let's say you have a dilemma, you only can do one. What should you do? Should your custom is, it's your custom every night, Chatzos Laila, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever it is, to get down, to sit down on the floor, and to recite Tikkun Chatzos. And in your community, the only minyan to recite Slichos is Chatzos Laila. Chatzos. So you could say slichos privately. We know that, we discussed that yesterday. But if you say it privately, you're really missing the point, because the ikur point of slichos is to say the yud gimel midos harachamim. That is the ikur of slichos, and the yud gimel midos harachamim can only be said with a minyan. So slichos, basically, to be done in the correct way, has to be done with a minyan. Tikkun Chatzos does not require. Either Rabbi, it's done privately. So what should a person do? Which one has kedima? To say Tikkun Chatzos or to say slichos? So here's just one of this, again, I don't think we have the problem here. Maybe I'm not aware, but it brings out a point. So here is a dilemma. Maybe Dr. Fruchter. I can't say Dr. Fruchter. No. I saw you looking. Okay. So what is the dilemma? So listen to just to bring out the point. Each one has a maila and a chesaron. What's the maila of Tikkun Chatzos? It's not a private prayer. When you say Tikkun Chatzos, you're crying for Klal Yisrael. Slichas, it's all about me. Me, myself, and I. My life hangs in the balance. Not his, not someone else's. It's all about me. So therefore, some Pesachim say, better say Tikkun Chatzos than say slichos. Wow. Better you should focus on the klal than focus on your little self. Unbelievable.
If you put somebody else, then
in Achnami, so if saying the klal Yisrael is more important, in Mimela you'll include yourself. Others say no. Other places can say it's true. There's the klal and the prat, but you can't discount the milah of doing a davar b'tzibur. Since the essence of slichus is yud gimel midos rachamim b'tzibur, that outweighs everything. The tzibur overpowers the yachid. Dilemma. It's not clear. Machlekes ha'poskim. Okay, but I just want to bring out the point. It's a very interesting point. Now, this also opens up another concept. Is that okay? Many this question was asked to different gedolim. You're in a yeshiva. You're dealing with young boys, or you're even dealing with balabatim, whatever it is. I'm not going to say the whole slichus. No way. No way. Tov ma'at shaloi bikavana, meharbe shaloi bikavana. We're only going to be selective. So they ask the gedolim to tell me what should I skip and what should I say. So we discussed yesterday the little oisios, but generally. So the gedolim all say the same exact thing. They'll take note in the slichus. Ruba druba of the slichus is not about tshuva; it's about golos. It's about the same topic as tikkun chatzos. And that's the very book of, how did that creep into the slichus? The slichus is all about Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If you take a look, you study the translation of the slichus, a major chunk of the slichus every single day is about golos, exile, churban beis hamikdash. It's almost like Tisha B'av. It's almost like kinos. It's not even like slichus. There are slichus also. There are things that focus on tshuva. So the gedolim say, if you're going to skip all the stuff that talks about golos. That's for Tisha B'av. That's tikkun chatzos. There are other opportunities to focus on golos. Slichus, the primary focus is tshuva, is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Slicha v'chapara. Focus on the slichos, what we call the slichos, the chapter is that. But it does open up this interesting question. So why is it then? Why indeed is it then a good chunk of our slichos do have portions that focus on the churban beis hamikdash? So the Balei Musar answer is it's all part of the same thing. Because we have sinned as a consequence of our sins, golus, you really cannot... Okay, this has to be expressed in a very fine way, but you cannot separate golos from chet. Golos and chet are two sides of the same coin.
If the sin brings about golos.
Golos and golos brings about sin, exactly. The two cannot be separated. The two are totally zeh v'zeh. So when we talk about tikkun chatzos, it's really one and the same. These two go together. Okay, another thing I want to point out is that a lot of our slichos have been... we have a corrupted view of slichos because many of the slichos were never meant to be said by every individual. If you study carefully the Nuschos, and he cites all the various examples, many slichos were only meant to be said by the shliach tzibur. Just like on the Yomim Noiram, we can relate, there is Oichila, Oichila Lakel, and then there is Heye in Pifio Shluchi Amcha Beis Yisrael. There are chunks of the Musaf of that only the Chazan says. The Tzibur in the silent Shemona Esrei and during the Chazor Sashatz, they don't say this. This is said by the Tzibur. If you study very carefully the Slichos, you will come across there are certain chunks of Slichos that were never ever meant to be said by the Tzibur. They were never, and in the Nuschos, they're very almost explicit. I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to forgive my people. It's written from the perspective of the Shliach Tzibur. Yet, even in the art scroll, yet, Hineni, exactly, Hineni. So on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's very clear to us, because there, you know, everyone is paying close attention, so we know what we say, what we do not say. But Slichos has been swept under the rug, unfortunately, because it was not preserved through the Golos the way it should be, and even in the best machzorim, and the best arts of machzor, they're going to present. You say this, you say it all. If you have the stamina and you have your mouth can carry you that fast, you say it all. But it was never meant to be like that. It's a lot richer. The ceremony was a lot richer than the way it's presented. It's been lost from us, the parts that were said by the Shliach Tzibur and the parts that were said by the Yochid. And if we would only pay close attention to what we were actually saying on those slichos, and you translate the words, you would realize, wait a minute, I bet you this was never really meant for me to say. This was really only meant to be said by the Shliach Tzibur, not by the Yochid.
The same thing.
Oh, who says that?
I mean,
only Shliach Tzibur. Right? Only the Shliach Tzibur, not the Tzibur. That everyone says. Everyone says. That's not the first. The first who all ideally is only said by the Shliach Tzibur, but yet in many shuls, everyone says it. It became the custom. Especially when people start, people sing. Okay, two other quick things. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have Slichos of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So many shuls have the custom that when the last day of Slichos is not, we don't have this year this problem. This year we don't have a problem. This year because Yom Kippur is Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. But let's say Yom Kippur is not Shabbos, so many shuls have the custom, they switch, they play around, and they take the Slichos that's meant to be said the day before the Shloish Eshemidos, they say it on Thursday. Is that correct or not? They switch. Is that correct? By the way, when you switch, it's very interesting to the question, do you just switch the pizmoin, or do you switch all the slichos? The whole day. So it's correct to switch the entire day. Because all the other slichos are all geared, they're all geared, and all the theme is all the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachanim. So is it the proper thing to switch days? Is it the proper thing to switch days when that happens? So many shuls today do. Probably 99% of the shuls do switch, but it's not so simple. It's not the way it was recorded in the Siddurim, because even though it's true that Monday and Thursday are days of Rachamim, it's days when the gates of heaven are more open than other days, so you would think that's the ideal time to say the Yigamus Rachamim. However, not everyone agrees. There's something to it being the last day of saying Slichos. Acharoin, Acharoin Chaviv. The day before, the day that Yod Gil Mitzvah is meant to say is the day before Yom Kippur, the day before Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur we say very little, we only say almost nothing. There's very little Slichas. So the last day of Slichas is that day, that's the finale. And the finale should be said with an oomph, which is the Iker, so that just don't want to point that out as a debate. Okay, the other thing I wanted to mention is how many times when you finish saying Slichas do you say the Vidui? All the stuff is printed three times. In addition to being printed, in between of the three times, there's an elaboration. They end up saying more like five times or six times because you elaborate. So the Groh is of the opinion, the quotes the Rambam Chazal, Kol HaMesvadeh, anyone that confesses and then repeats his confession, it's like he regurgitates. It's like he, like a dog who vomits, and goes back and eats the vomit. It's disgusting. Once you've already said, the Groh says, you've already vomited out your sins, I've done this sin and that sin, it's done. What are you going back and cherishing it and reveling in it and repeating it? So the Groh's opinion, you should only say it once. Now, you should only say it once, you shouldn't even say all those things in the middle, because okay, so there are different costs. Some say no, some say it doesn't make a difference. Okay, there are more things we'll leave for another time.
That's also
a you gotta change, right.
People have a getting up in the morning. 3:00 in the morning.